For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jordan says, sports flash, Gonzaga to the Big East. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit more off the air. Nick thought that they were on the East Coast.
For some reason. I don't know why I had that in my head. I think it's because their colors are blue and white like every other Big East team.
That's fair. You know what? That's fair.
It is fair.
It does make doing my prep sheet super easy because I barely ever have to change the color of the font of the team's name at the top. It's just like, is it regular blue or is it a slightly darker blue?
The Big Ten loves red and then the Big East loves blue. I don't know why.
Hard to argue.
Well, the phenomenon that is known as Caitlin Clark is going to roll into a WNBA city near you. In relatively short order. You know, unlike, you know, when other great players leave from the college level to the pro level, there's usually a bit of a wait. You know, we had to wait a little while to see Michael Jordan make his NBA debut. We had to wait a little while to see, you know, Peyton Manning make his NFL debut because, you know, the seasons were concurrent and, you know, there was a long off season. But with the WNBA, first off, the draft was literally just a week after the national championship game. And the season's going to get underway here in just a couple of months.
It's next month.
It is next month. Okay, yeah. It is May. So we're going to see Caitlin Clark on an NBA floor here very soon. And it has been a fascinating topic of conversation to watch the reaction around now professional women's basketball to what her impact is going to be on the sport. I don't think it does anybody any favors when, you know, people start calling her the greatest of all time. She hasn't played a second of professional
basketball.
Are you
calling out Nick Grimm right now?
No, I know what Nick's doing.
My goat and your goat.
Oh, I see.
But, you know, yeah, she's got a long way to go. And when you listen to some of the folks like Diana Taurasi was asked recently by Scott Van Pelt about just, you know, the nature of, you know, what is it going to be like for her? What will the league have in store for her when she gets there, she asked. And Taurasi said, look, reality is coming. We all went through it. It happens on the NBA side. You're going to see it on this side. You look superhuman playing against 18-year-olds, but you're going to come with some grown women that have been playing professional basketball for a long time. And obviously there's going to be a lot of folks who will read into that, and they've seen some of the other comments from other women's legends of days gone by and say, oh, they're all just jealous. You know, they're jealous of her success. They're jealous of the fact that she got to do a lot more in her college career than we ever got to do in ours. But it is true. When it comes to these hot shot first-year players moving from the college ranks to the pros, there's always going to be an initiation process. You don't think there were defensive linebackers back in the day who were licking their chops at the first crack they were going to get at Peyton Manning? Or, you know, there weren't people that were just like, oh, you think you were a big deal, you know, to get your swings at you and, you know, when they're on the mound and it's like, oh, no, you might have been hot you know what in college, but now you're playing at a whole nother level.
But, John, we've seen rookies play super well. Like, we have seen.
Well, I know. But, and this is.
I think that there is sour grapes.
I think it's just natural. There's an element of jealousy. There's always an element of jealousy for different reasons. But that doesn't change the fact that, you know, this is no different than any other young hotshot coming in. People are always going to want to make your bones against
them. What is it about basketball players that they do this? Because this is not like football. A guy gets drafted, And we didn't, like, turn on the TV last year and see people be like, C.J. Stroud, he's got something coming for him in the NFL. But we always do this with basketball players. Old basketball players are always triggered by the young basketball players. Charles Barkley was annoyed at the Warriors. These women's players are annoyed about her. What is it about this sport that brings out these old people, older men, older women, that they just get so upset and caught in their feels all the
time?
It's
got to be an ego thing, right?
Okay, it's not,
but it's
okay.
Something about their sport. I don't see this. When Shohei came to America, I didn't turn on Baseball Tonight and John Crux like, oh, he's got something coming for him.
Right.
They didn't talk that way about him.
You know how radio attracts a certain type of person? Maybe basketball also attracts a certain type of person. And that's the type of person that has a massive
I noticed
ego.
It on the post-game show with Taurasi and who was she on with, John, that they did like their like watch-along thing. Now, part of that might too have been that she beat UConn, but they were it was interesting listening to them discuss her after that. And so I think that there is something to basketball players specifically.
Well,
it's not even a gender thing.
Well, here's where this situation is just a little bit different. Because unlike some other athletes who have made the transition, this is very unique because the timing of it is NIL.
Yes.
Where Taurasi never made NIL.
Yep.
You know, none of these players ever made what was legal NIL. I'm sure there was probably stuff going on behind the scenes like there always is in college sports. But I'm talking about out in the open, and they were not starring in State Farm commercials when they were in college. And this is the first of this generation, and it just so happens to be a player who set all the records, who got all of the attention in a sport that has always lagged for attention and has never been popular, as popular as it is now. So this is a more unique situation that is probably fueling some of this. I think there's always been jealousy. You have a good point. Yes, we hear about this in basketball, maybe more in other sports. I still think it happens elsewhere. But this is that same concept turned up to 10.
Because
it is the timing of women's basketball soaring in popularity. Her coming in, people talking about her as being, oh, this is what's going to bring the WNBA to prominence. Some of these other players, it was the same thing. When they came up from the college ranks, oh, this is going to be the player that everyone's, and it never happened. And so they're looking at her, and it's like, well, here's the next one. But the difference is she comes from a different era that allowed her to make money, that allowed her to make more fame as a college women's basketball player than any other college athlete today. She is better known, I would dare say, if you were to pull 100 people on the street and ask 100 people on the street and give them two names, Caleb Williams, Caitlin Clark, I think we might be surprised how many more people would recognize Caitlin Clark's name than Caleb Williams' name.
100%. Absolutely.
You're talking about a Heisman Trophy winner in the most popular American sport and a women's basketball player. This is a very unique circumstance. And so I think you're seeing some of the petty jealousies, as some people might call it, turned up even more because this situation is unlike any we have ever seen before play out in women's sports.
Steve writes, I would say in general that basketball is more about individual players and their egos than other sports. Yeah, I think that could maybe help explain it. You know, like we just don't really see that kind of reaction a whole lot with, you know, like I do remember a little bit, I think it was Troy Aikman who said some stuff about like Patrick Mahomes a few years ago. But for the most part, like, you know, Boomer Esiason's not going to hop on CBS on a Sunday morning and try to talk down to him because, I mean, he'd come across like an idiot. But yet, you know, Charles Barkley has done that about many basketball players of this era, you know, in his time on Inside the NBA.
I think it's going to be a really fun watch. It really is. And more people will be on it, at least initially. You know, I don't know. The jury's still going to be out on how much Caitlin Clark is going to bring more eyeballs to the WNBA. They're certainly going to be given plenty of opportunity because ESPN, ABC are going to put as many of those Indiana games on as possible to try to capitalize.
Well, did you see the number for last night? It drew 2.5+ million viewers for the draft. It was like 4 or 5 times greater
than
it had ever been before.
Because you knew what was going to happen.
Exactly. It's wild.
No drama.
Yeah.
I mean, no drama for her. You know, there may have been drama for other athletes, other players, but there was no drama. We knew where she was going. So what was the attraction?
Yeah, I don't know.
She's
her.
The attraction.
Yeah, just literally
just,
her.
Just her being in the audience
by the
was
way,
an attraction.
Quick side note, her jersey sold out on
yeah, I saw
the
that.
Fever website. All sizes but small within an hour.
Which is weird that, like...
Well, the other weird thing, so I guess that's one you could get. Then they also have a pre-order up, but those pre-orders won't ship until after Halloween, which is
yeah.
what,
that's
after
insane.
The... This after the regular season, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
they come with the tiny baby numbers like the Major League Baseball
yeah,
jerseys
yeah.
do?
Good luck.
The real
it's
ugly
littered
ones.
With sponsors.
Good luck.
There's a lot of ads on those jerseys.
Yeah, so you're not going to get one?
It looks probably really gonna get tacky. One. It's tacky. But, hey, you got to make your money where you can. By the way, speaking of that, did you see what her contract is
yes.
going to be? Not to lend any credence
oh,
to the folks
it seems
who
like you're
like,
lending.
No, I'm not lending at all. But there were folks who were out there saying, she should just come back for another year. She'll make more money at Iowa, which is not true because she's still going to make her endorsements and probably more endorsements on top of that. But her rookie contract, this is a great bargain. She's going to max out in her option year of $97,000. Her four-year contract is $338,000. To put that into perspective, I'm going to look this up real quick because I just thought of it.
It's weird that a professional athlete isn't making enough money to buy a house.
She's probably got enough money right now she could buy a house.
Right, but still. You know?
I imagine that their next television deal will buy a lot of houses for women's basketball players moving forward. Who are you looking up, John?
I'm trying to look up the exact number. Here it is. So the number on the screen, Caitlin Clark, 4 years, $338,000 in 2024 money. You know what Joe Namath's first contract was when he supposedly broke the bank with the New York Jets in the 1960s?
No, I don't.
It was 3 years, $427,000.
Mm.
In 1965 money. That's how much, I mean, that is how, dare I say, behind the times, I guess you will.
Behind the
that
times?
That the WNBA is. Joe Namath made more in 1965
mm-hmm.
than Caitlin Clark will in base salary for Indiana. Something tells me if she can do what she can do,
that's going to change.
We're going to see salaries go up, 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 up.
Yeah, I would agree.
All right, take a break. The happy hour is coming up, which means on a Tuesday, Stephen M. Sippel will join us next on 1620 The Zone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.